So the important thing to remember with coffee is that every factor really plays a role in the final product that comes out of its cup. And that even starts with the growers in South America and Africa, Indonesia, wherever the coffee bean is grown. The smallest change in process, even at that stage, can affect what the consumer drinks here in Knoxville, around the country. So we have to respect the growers and all of the hard work that they put in to their bean there when we're preparing our cup here in the shop at K-Brew. So every single factor we like to pay a lot of attention to, and that really starts with preheating. Heat fluctuation in coffee will drastically change the quality of the cup that comes out. So we preheat all of our cups, we preheat our utensils, we preheat the mechanisms that actually pull the espresso shot. So what I'm going to do for you today is just a simple latte. We have a cup, a paper cup, and we always want to preheat that paper cup. I'm putting a 180 degree steam into it there just to kind of get any sort of paper residue out. Get our sleeve on there. So here we have our espresso machine. I'll just give you all of the complicated things and you can edit out whatever you want to. So this is a volumetric machine. It basically doses out a very specific volume of water that we've preset into the machine to produce the shot of espresso. We only pull double shots at K-Brew, and that just makes it a higher quality drink overall. Double shots, you can always control the variables better than a single shot. And we have pretty much the most important piece of a barista's arsenal, which is the espresso machine, or the espresso grinder, rather. So the espresso grinder is the most important part of a barista's arsenal because it controls how small or how big the actual espresso particulates are, and therefore what the water that goes through those particulates is actually extracting from them. If you get a grind that is too fine, you're going to extract too much from that coffee, and therefore it's going to be a bitter cup. If you go too coarse, you're not going to get enough, and it's either going to be weak or it's going to be sour. So you can think about this like almost like a piece of charcoal, and imagine how bitter that is versus an underripe banana and how sour that is. You don't want either one of those things. You want something kind of right in the middle that's what we call well-balanced. So I'm going to pull the shot here. And you can see it doses out, what we call doses out. And this is the beginnings of what we call a puck.
Yeah, because you've packed it into kind of like a little cylinder here, kind of a flat disc shape.
Flat disc shape is a great way to describe it. We will actually compact these grounds so that we can evenly extract from the coffee when we decide to pull it out of the espresso machine. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to set it on a stand. Set this, this is called the portafilter. Set this portafilter on a stand. And I have a tamp in my hand. It's like a weighted mechanism. And this is what I'm going to use. It's got a flat edge. And I'm going to use this to compress the coffee grounds in the portafilter. And you can see it's already beginning to get a little more compacted. I'm going to tap off any of the coffee grinds from the surrounding wall to kind of get them on the top there. And now I'm going to do what's called polishing the puck. So I'm going to spin this flat edge over the top of it just to give it a really nice even texture there. Set my tamp down and just clean off all my surfaces. And like I said, preheating, so I'm going to run a little bit more hot water through my group head. This is what this is called. I'm going to attach my portafilter onto my group head.
And the group head is where the water actually will run through the coffee.
Exactly. And so what I have now in this group head, I've got a sealed off container, and I have coffee that has been compressed in that sealed off container. And now this espresso machine is going to push hot water through that compression and actually force it through the coffee, and that is what is going to produce the espresso. So the pressure is measured in bars. It's also measured in pounds per square inch. So we're going to time this shot just to make sure it's good. And what I've got here is actually a naked portafilter, so we can actually look up and see
The espresso coming out is really beautiful. You've got what's called tiger striping, which are the dark stripes.
Yeah.
You really know a good shot when you've got good tiger striping going on in there.
Yeah.
So we're pulling at 9 bar, which is about 125 PSI. Sorry, cut you off there.
Oh, you're fine.
So we've got a great looking shot here. It pulled at about 24 to 25 seconds. We try to go in the mid-20s for how long a shot pulls. And again, if you can imagine, if you leave water with coffee for too short of a time, you're not going to extract enough. If the water sits with the coffee for too long, you're going to pull out way too much and it's going to be a bitter cup. So you're working throughout the stages with the espresso, you're working with multiple variables to ensure that the espresso you get at the very end is just a well-balanced cup of espresso.
I noticed too that it tends to cling to the interior sides of the cup here, which I think is like, there's like an emulsion going on with this process, right?
Correct. Yeah, what you're seeing there is the crema. Many people early on in espresso's history would actually throw the crema out. They thought it was not what you really wanted out of the coffee. You wanted just the black part, just the actual liquid coffee. But in recent years, and for coffee, that's probably the last 100 or two, they started to keep the crema because it's a very sweet byproduct of the shot of espresso. So now when those two mix and you have the crema and you have the actual black espresso, just the balance is beautiful when you do it right.
I'll give it a taste.
It's really great. So just with this one, something I might do in the future, it seems to be a little under-extracted. So I might let the water hang out with that coffee a little bit longer, or I might actually go a little bit finer in the grind to ensure that coffee's even more well-balanced. But overall, it's a great shot.
Right, very good.